from St. Mark's Basilica in Venice, Italy, to the Venice Beach Boardwalk in L.A., waterfront landmarks are under increasing threat from floods and rising sea levels caused by human-driven climate change. As part of our ongoing series on the impact of climate change on cultural heritage, NPR's Chloe Veltman explores how her own city, San Francisco, is considering drastic measures to save its historic shoreline.
San Francisco's waterfront is on the National Register of Historic Places for good reason.
The waterfront Jack London loved as much as I do.
TV and filmmakers have long been seduced by its splendors, like Austin Green in his 1960s travel movie, The City of Seven Hills.
The old ferry building still stands guard at the foot of Market Street, dwarfed by the bridge that soars above its tower.
The future of San Francisco's waterfront isn't secure. In 2016, the National Trust for Historic Preservation put part of the city's urban shoreline on its list of the U.S.'s most endangered historic places. Elaine Forbes is the executive director of the Port of San Francisco. The agency manages a 7.5-mile stretch of the city's bay-facing waterfront.
The whole issue of climate change and historic preservation intersects right at the waterfront.
Forbes watches the ferries come and go on a sunny afternoon near her office at one of the city's recently renovated historic piers. She says sea level rise hasn't historically been as much of a threat to San Francisco as major earthquakes, but that's changed. Parts of the main road that runs along the waterfront have flooded from heavy rains in recent years. The state estimates the water could rise roughly up to 2.5 feet above its current level by 2060, and potentially up to 7 feet by the turn of the century.
I would say it's clear by mid-century we need to have had intervention.
The city is figuring out how to strengthen its 140-year-old seawall and physically move the waterfront's historic structures out of harm's way, including the iconic ferry building.
To prepare for sea level rise, which is coming, we may need to lift this building up to 7 feet.
It's hard to imagine what it will take to physically raise the enormous white landmark with its soaring clock tower up that high. The ferry building sits smack in the middle of the waterfront. It's been a beacon to incoming ferry riders since the late 1890s. The high-end boutiques and gourmet eateries inside attract droves of tourists.
We've heard loud and clear everywhere, it's to be saved.
Yeah, no matter the cost, no matter the effort.
It's going to be saved.
Okay.
The ferry building, if you want to rise at 7 feet, that's going to save the ferry building. But what's going to happen to the rest of the city?
Sanaz Tahernia is a digital healthcare professional who lives in one of San Francisco's shoreline neighborhoods.
The community is what makes San Francisco, not these buildings.
She's one of several people NPR chatted with on the waterfront recently about what's top of mind when it comes to protecting San Francisco landmarks from sea level rise. Locals Raymond Cassidy, Dakari Tillery, and a visitor from Ireland, Mary Mulcrone, weighed in.
It would just be something to see the change, if it goes good or if it's bad, like if it's for the people or if it's for profit or something, you know.
It would be a shame for all these old buildings to be destroyed. But I think all over the world with global warming, we're going to see whole countries underwater.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to see any parts of the city affected if we can do anything about it, honestly.
San Francisco's plan includes preserving some historic buildings, beefing up emergency response systems, and protecting natural habitats. The city estimates the project could cost billions of dollars, so figuring out what to prioritize is tough. Marcy Rockman is a Washington, D.C.-based consultant and researcher who's an expert on the impact of human-caused climate change on cultural heritage. She says all places have heritage, not just ones with plaques on the buildings.
Where heritage is often most vital is where it is lived and used.
Rockman says she hopes San Francisco's approach will balance care for less visible yet deeply valuable aspects of the city with prominent heritage places like the ferry building.
We cannot hold back the sea. But we can carry forward some of what's important about this place. What would you like that to be?
In a statement to NPR, San Francisco's Port Authority says ongoing community feedback is helping to inform its draft plan for saving the city's shoreline. That plan is expected to be released early next year. Chloe Veltman, NPR News, San Francisco.